This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg reflected on his tenure as the leader of the Allied bloc at an event on Wednesday on the sidelines of the summit in Washington, D.C.
First of all, I attended my first NATO summit in 2001. That was a very different guest list. It was President Bush, newly elected. It was Gerhard Schroeder, Tony Blair. Very different people then than now. So I think it's time for me to leave.
On Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden awarded Stoltenberg the United States' highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Stoltenberg, the former Prime Minister of Norway, has served as Secretary General of NATO since 2014. A Wednesday Israeli assault on Gaza City shuts down medical facilities and kills over two dozen. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli airstrikes early Wednesday have killed 20 Palestinians in central Gaza, including 6 children and 3 women, some of them inside a purported safe zone declared by the Israeli military, hospital authorities say. This second straight night of deadly strikes in the central town of Deir al-Bala and nearby refugee camps come as US, Egyptian and Qatari mediators, as well as Israeli officials, come together in the Qatari capital Doha for talks trying to push through a long elusive deal for a ceasefire and hostage release. Israel and Hamas had appeared to narrow the gaps in recent days, but obstacles remain. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday called on mainstream parties to join forces to form a solid majority in the National Assembly in his first public comments since Sunday's snap election that delivered parliamentary gridlock. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.